Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Hannah Montana the Movie.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Boom Clap. Boom de clap, boom, boom, clap. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to be talking in a Tennessee accent all episode. Howdy, howdy, and welcome back to the show where two dusty farmhands discuss their favorite cowboy movies. I'm Alexis Texas.
And I'm Buffalo Bill. And whether it's iconic lassoing, musical hoedowns, or just questionable dungarees, the cowboy movies we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week we'll be discussing Hannah Montana the Movie.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for eggs from the chicken coop.
And there goes our listenership in Tennessee.
Montana the Movie.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes I fantasize about just moving to like a rural, you know, farm town.
Yeah?
That's kind of cool. Yeah, you meet a nice cowboy, you know.
I feel like this film really romanticizes that kind of small town living vibe. I think like within half an hour I'd be like,
oh, everyone knows my business.
Yeah. I'm like, do I get ASOS next day delivery still?
So Hannah Montana, the movie, is obviously based off the Hannah Montana franchise. If you don't know who Hannah Montana is, it is Miley Stewart, who is a normal Tennessee girl, who is also a very famous singer called Hannah Montana. She has the best of both worlds.
Nice.
And when she's Hannah, she wears like the blonde wig. And when she's Miley Stewart, she's just cute and brunette.
Because apparently putting on a blonde wig makes you look like a completely different person.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people are going to be like, you know, you don't need to mention that. Oh, they've got the same face, but they have the same face. Lots of people in this film are dumb for not seeing it straight
away.
Yeah,
it's infuriating, but we just got to let it go.
Yeah.
Don't we? Yeah, she looks completely different, guys. Mm-hmm.
We move. This was a highly requested film from you guys. So like, we definitely have to do this. I've definitely seen Hannah Montana the Movie, but I am one of these people who grew up not having Disney Channel.
Is that a tiny violin I can hear?
Yeah. Do-do-do, Freeview violin. But whenever I had the joy of going to some of my friends who did have Disney Channel or Sky.
That's when you were able to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I loved Miley Cyrus when she was in her, like, We Can't Stop Wrecking Ball phase. Like, that's when I first started paying attention to her.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that era. I saw her Bangers tour. Honestly, that whole album, bangers.
My brother animated the logo, actually, for the Nothing Breaks Like a Heart single she did with Mark Ronson.
Amazing.
Yeah, so if you listen to that song on Spotify and that little moving heart, that was Tom Sanford.
Woo!
So this film is really cute. It has the underlying message that life's a climb, but the view is great.
Aww.
Very cute.
Very nice. The plot follows Hannah Montana as her popularity begins to take over her life. And Miley Stewart, on the urging from her father, Taylor takes a trip to her hometown of Crowley Corners in Tennessee to basically kind of come back to life a bit, get perspective on what matters the most.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets a crush on a cute cowboy.
Ooh, I want a cowboy.
He's mine.
Yeah. Why didn't Lily just get with that skateboarding guy in the end?
Well, he dropped her down like a cliff, basically.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Red flag.
Yeah, literally.
Bye-bye.
Is that Hannah Montana?
Yeah, oh my gosh. So obviously, Billy Ray Cyrus, who plays Robbie Ray in the film, is Miley's dad.
Yeah.
We all know this. If you are into country music, you'll know that Billy Ray Cyrus is a very famous country singer.
Mm-hmm. Don't break my heart. My achy, breaky heart. We also have Vanessa Williams playing Vita, Hannah's like publicist.
Publicist.
I love Vanessa Williams.
Same.
I can't not see her as Wilhelmina Slater in Ugly Betty, but she was also in Desperate Housewives, and she also had like a pop and music career back in the day as well. So anytime I see her, it's always a pleasure.
I agree. And also Taylor Swift has a cameo in this film.
Yeah, what the hell?
So Taylor had been around, but, you know, she wasn't like...
Huge.
Huge, huge. I mean, she was huge, but not to the extent she is today.
No. Now, is she playing herself?
Yeah.
In this?
Mm-hmm. Because wow. She's a country singer, really.
Yeah, but why didn't they just ask Taylor Swift to put on the benefit concert?
It's just the novelty. This was like Taylor's cute era where she had like the little ringlet hair. And she looked so... innocent.
Still on that acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very early days for her, but she was adorable. Now, if you recognize Lucas Till, who plays resident cowboy hunk Travis Brody, It's because you've probably seen him in Taylor Swift's video for You Belong With Me. He plays her love interest. You know, when they sit in the houses next to each other?
Right.
They hold up the signs like, going to prom? And she's like, no.
Oh, right.
That's him. And apparently they dated in real life and during the shooting of this movie.
I thought Miley dated him during this movie.
No, Taylor. Well.
Expose.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Don't tell Tay-Tay.
Quick, hide in the chicken coop, Travis.
Travis, you in trouble.
Oh, dear. Don't let me get the alligator on you.
Okay, first up is Best Supporting Character, and I think that we need to start with Cousin Derek and his pet ferret, Harlow. Everyone's got a Cousin Derek. So that was really fun to see. His appearance in the film is kind of unexplained. There's no reason for his inclusion, but I'm so glad that he's there. Because the ferret gets into all types of trouble. The ferret's trying to flirt with a bag that has a kind of ferret design on it at the dinner table, and that kind of causes all types of mayhem. And then without Derek, Jackson wouldn't have that summer job at the petting zoo. So I think that is definitely one that we should start with.
Okay, well, speaking of that petting zoo, I think one of my favourite characters is the ostrich. He bites! He's a rascal.
Yeah, I don't think ostriches can ever be friendly. No. I've just only seen them to be, like, snippy.
They're snippy, run really fast, and lay really big eggs.
And one time I was at a zoo, and I saw an ostrich poo, and literally, like, its bum, like, fell out. And then all this, like, white stuff came out, and then the bum went back in.
Ew.
It was awful! It was awful.
Oh no. Does that live in your head rent-free?
Tragically, yes. I've tried to do a Miley and get a coconut to fall on my head so I forget it, but... She's so clumsy in this film, by the way. If she's not getting hit by coconuts, she's hitting her head underneath the stage. She's...
knocking over things with the security cart.
Yeah. That's our Miley.
She crazy. Another character who I think is, you know... kind of aggressive, but I love her. It's Tyra Banks. Do you know who I am? Well, I know you know who I am. And then they have that big shoe fight over some really not that cute shoes.
Ugly shoes. So ugly.
Like Tyra did Lily a favor.
Yes. But that, oh my God, Tyra Banks is so funny in this film. And this was like at the height of America's Next Top Model. So like she was big. Mm-hmm. And she was just so buzzing to like be involved in this like cat fight with Hannah, to the point where Hannah throws this shoe at Tyra's face and the heel is so sharp that it wedges itself in the wall inches from Tyra's face. I was like, God, if Hannah's aim was any better, Tyra would be dead over a pair of ugly shoes. So crazy, but hilarious.
Another character who almost dies is Rico. He really got played by some cake. His face when the cakes exploded, he's like, eh.
Holding the little Lily sign, like, happy birthday. God, you'd feel bad for the actor. Imagine hearing, like, there's going to be a Hannah Montana movie. Oh, my God. And then it's like, oh, I've got two lines. But hey, just take that paycheck. Also, give those boys a haircut.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like,
there's curtains and then there's like drapes.
Awful. But it was 2009. So I think we'll give them a pass.
It was really the year of the No Fear board shorts. So it's okay.
And the short sleeve shirt with a waistcoat over it. Honey.
What was our obsession with waistcoats? Like, you know?
Wasting my time, more like. I love the little blonde Hannah Montana fan that keeps, like, popping up. She was, like, the one that was kind of connecting the dots between seeing Hannah go into the kind of mayor's office and then also Miley having her date with Travis. And there's a moment where Miley's sitting at the table with Travis and this girl is just peering at her in front of the restaurant window, just silent, like not even saying anything, just staring. And Miley's like, shoot. And then like she appears in the revolving door scene, which seems to go on and on and on. Like Miley does about six turns in that revolving door. Like,
leave.
Do you not know how they work?
Leave.
Literally leave. And then at the very end, at the fundraiser, this girl's like, please be Hannah. We'll keep your secret. No, you won't. You're a six-year-old. And also, the internet exists.
Yeah, she's the next Oswald. Someone who I really love is Grandma Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
I just love old people. They're so cute. But sometimes I feel bad when I walk past them in the street with my, like, youthful stride.
What, like, overtaking them?
Yeah, like, oh, sorry.
Excuse me. Walk quicker.
You know, they just don't have that stride anymore.
Yeah, they have that chance.
Yeah. Took it for granted. Yeah.
I have some questions about Grandma Ruby. Mm-hmm. So she's got these, like, prize-winning squashes.
Yeah.
But then at the market, she's selling jams. And then she's also telling Miley to hand out free samples of watermelon. Mm. And then she's got the whole chicken coop thing. Like, what's your farm? What's your business? What are you selling?
Is it just, like, farm produce?
Yeah, but, like, pick one and do it well. What, jam jars? Huh?
Do people eat that much jam? I'm not convinced.
I mean, give me a jam jar and a spoon and I'm anyone.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Boom, boom, clap.
Speaking of food, I love Lorelai for the way that she flies in some lobsters.
So sweet.
Very sweet of her to be so kind to Hannah.
And also, lobster ain't cheap, especially that size.
Oh my God, I would kill for that lobster.
Kill the lobster.
In a boiling hot pan of water.
It's just a nice bath.
Yeah.
Come on, Pinchy.
Into the sauna. That's how they scream.
That's horrible. Yeah, but Lorelai's cute. Just side note, I recognized her as Jan from The Office. She's Michael's love interest in The Office, and now she's Billy Ray Cyrus's love interest in this movie. So she's good at doing that.
Definitely. The other character I like is Blue Jeans the horse, who secretly hates Miley.
Oh my God, it like literally wants her dead. Yeah.
Yeah, he just had his chance to like just bite off her wig.
Yeah.
Did it.
And he didn't know that was a wig. He was expecting that to be like connected to a scalp. So he's like, oh, damn it.
He's like, oh, I'll get you next time.
You give me that skin.
Exactly. He really buckarooed when she sat on him.
Yeah. Hmm. God, next time she's going to wake up in the middle of the night and he's just going to be at the foot of her bed like.
Oh dear. Horses are cute though.
Yeah, I am kind of scared of them though. Like, I wouldn't get close to a horse.
No, I once went to a horse riding party.
Oh.
Yeah, which was really cute because there's like a stables near where we live.
Mm.
And we all got given these like food boxes, like, you know, the ones that were like patterned and looked like a animal, classic like party bag box.
Oh yeah, like the cardboard ones.
Yeah. So yeah, we had like each had a cute like cardboard box filled of like our party food.
It would be like a smushed slice of cake wrapped in a napkin and like bag of Haribo Starmix, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, some Walker's crisps and a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
And we were sitting on hay bales, and I turned around and this little horse got its hoof and put it on the hay bale next to me and went, and I was like, don't have my food.
Oh my God.
I know. What is it with me and horses? It's like the one in the New Forest that licked my shorts. Don't gallop up to me and go,
eat my shorts.
What a cutie.
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the old man who is watching Miley and Travis kiss for the first time. He's watching them as he's cranking up the fundraiser sign at the end of the film, and he looks at them and goes, right on. Ew, mate, you're like 85 years old. Stop watching these like prepubescent teens kissing. Also, you don't see them kiss. He covers her mouth with his arm, so we don't actually see it.
Oh.
I know. I'm like, come on. Let's see the goods.
Old man wanna see the goods.
Room for a third.
It's a small town.
Wanna make it smaller?
Wanna make it bigger? Okay, so shall we award best supporting character?
Yes. Who are you thinking?
I'm thinking it has to be Jackson.
Yes, Jackson, Miley's older brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was very, very older brother. The actor was like 34.
Huh?
Yeah. Like, I think apparently he like lied about his age when he got cast in the TV show. Oh, and he was actually way older than he said he was.
Oh, really?
Ew.
Well, I mean, you got to do what you're going to do.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Jackson, we don't see him much, but the times we do, it's always a near-death experience for him.
He does have impeccable comic timing.
Yes, and yeah, he is hilarious in every scene.
But you're right, they want him dead.
Yes.
Firstly, there's the alligator.
Oh my God. Yeah, he goes into the alligator pool to pick up his hat.
Or something like that. And then obviously when he's climbing up the ladder to see Lorelai massaging Hannah, but actually Lily's feet, Lorelai's like, oh, I'm just going to open the window to get some air in here or something. And she opens it and he's on the ladder and he's like, whoa!
Straight into the squashes.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So that happened.
Yeah.
And then also he gets stuck in the revolving door.
For no reason. I don't even know why, but he's on the floor in the revolving door and his head is being crushed because Billy Ray Cyrus is trying to push the door around and he's like, it's literally close on his neck. It's so funny because it's part of a montage and there's music playing over the top, but
yeah.
Oh my God, that would hurt so much.
justice for Jackson.
That is why we have to give him this award.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's the last thing he does.
Yeah.
Jackson, when you pick up my keys from this snake pit, alrighty. Zigzag. <Da-da-da>.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Okay, so now we're going on to most iconic outfit. And I think we should start with the opening scene. You know, it's Miley singing Best of Both Worlds. She's wearing that sequin dress. She's giving me color disco ball realness.
Yes. You know? Although I will say, out of all the outfits that are on her dressing room rack, she picks that one to wear. Like, there's probably some nice stuff on there.
We get it. You're in showbiz.
Yeah.
Oh, a sequin thing.
With a feather boa. Oh, perfect. Ugh, come on. But it's classic Hannah Montana, right?
Yeah. And also, yeah, it's a Disney production. So where everyone goes, so do sequins. Sequins, cropped cardigans, you name it. Love a leg warmer. Love some colourful tights.
Yes.
And this film has plenty.
Oh, God, yeah.
The only normal outfit that she wears that's pretty iconic is the one when she's in the farm.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, I'm sure all farmhands dress like this. It's a red plaid shirt with puff sleeves, denim dungarees, wellies, and plaits in her hair. And, like, she has that iconic montage where she's trying to fetch, like, some fresh eggs to eat for breakfast. And there's a moment where she's swinging back and forth on a rope in slow motion. I'm sorry, Wrecking Ball foreshadowing much?
Oh, yeah.
Like, shot for shot remake.
And also, there's eggs in your pocket.
Yeah, what are you doing sitting down?
That would be the last thing I would do.
Yeah, it's bizarre. And then she's surprised at the end after, you know, she puts her hands in her pocket and they're all squashed. She's like, oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, sweet niblets.
She has a very Disney style. She's got the blue and white Hawaiian dress for the Best of Both Worlds music video.
Best of both worlds, the best of both worlds. Yeah, that was great.
And when she's on the surfboard, like, kicking her legs.
Her heels back and forth. Yeah.
She also has this, like, light pink bow dress, like a huge bow at the front, like, always a puffball dress. She's got a sequin jacket on, leg warmers and heels. Very HM. And I don't mean H&M, I mean Hannah Montana.
Oh! But also, H&M kids.
Oh, yeah, it does look a little bit divided, you know, if you know that brand.
Divided. If you know, you know. Yeah. We also should shout out the horse's wig reveal that Blue Jeans does. Iconic! But to be fair, her top sleeves were longer than her jacket, so she kind of deserved it.
Yeah, he was like, ooh! You know, a cowboy should not be wearing a denim jacket like that.
No, and white jeans. Good one.
In grass.
Yeah, honey.
Something that I thought was pretty good was the Meyer lobster bibs.
Those were so good.
Really love that. And if I was ever mayor of a town, I would have a lobster pageant. Pageant, sorry. A lobster dinner.
A lobster pageant?
And here is
Little Miss Red
and Mrs. Pinchy. So many high heels.
We'll give her a 9 out of 10. Ow, ow, 10, 10. Oh my God, I would pay so much money to go to a lobster pageant.
Okay, I'd have a lobster pageant, but I'd also have lobster bibs.
Yes.
At the lobster dinner.
For all the losers.
If you lose, no pressure.
Over here's your consolation prize. A nice steam. All right.
Poor Miss Red. So yeah, I have to say, accessories wise, I love the hot pink suitcases.
Oh, that was so good.
Those are coming around the travel belt.
Yeah.
You're going to see them.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that it kind of opens out and completely folds out with all the different sections.
Yes.
So clever.
Yeah.
Also, side note, Why is Lily, her best friend, doing her concert makeup? Like, that's what a glam squad's for.
You're rich.
Yeah, I think Billy Ray Cyrus is keeping all the money.
Oh.
Yeah, probably using it to groom his little soul patch. It's so gross.
I'm sorry, all the money's gone on my hairdresser.
It's so gross. What are you doing with it?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Ew. Talking of accessories, we should award most iconic outfit to Miley Stewart's earring. And I mean singular.
So it's not really an entire outfit. It's when she's on the date with Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you do know you only got one earring.
And she grabs it and flings it off. And she's like, trendy LA thing.
And just throws it.
Yeah.
Little did she know, the little girl was sitting on the table behind. She was like, oh.
Yeah, ow! I think deserve.
Can I just eat my lobster in peace? Meanwhile, the lobster down from heaven is going, Miss Red, come up. Karma's a real pinchy bitch. Alrighty. Shall we go on to best musical moment?
Yes, maybe we should start at the beginning with Best of Both Worlds.
Such a good song.
It really gets you into the movie quick. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, the production values of that performance, indoor fireworks, backing dances, like pyrotechnic stage movement.
It was amazing and really reminded me of the time I saw Zara Larsson in concert.
Oh, yeah.
And we were quite far back in the O2. It's like 20,000 capacity or something. And they released all this confetti.
Yeah.
But even from the back, because you're so far away, it looked like they'd released loads of bees. And I remember filming it and captioning it on Instagram, like, release the bees.
Oh my God.
It really looked like a big old swarm.
Bees! The doors are locked.
I know what this performance needs.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
That's hysterical. Oh my God.
But it's a great song. You got the best of both worlds.
And then the Hawaiian mix halfway through. Love it. Just, you know, changes it up a bit, keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, Hannah Montana has some bangers. I loved her performing Let's Get Crazy at Lily's Sweet 16.
Yes.
But I do have a question. How do the band know instantly how to play that song? She wasn't expected to perform at the show, so the band wouldn't have practiced it.
Yeah, they didn't really look like they'd be Hannah Montana fans.
No.
They're like, we're an AC/DC kind of band, but whatever.
The song Let's Get Crazy, as a young fan, what does Let's Get Crazy even mean? Because I just imagine it, kids thinking, let's get crazy! And it's just them jumping up and down on their bed.
Popping loads of like blue Smarties and just getting hyper.
Yeah. But hey, the kids love it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think fine.
Another musical moment I really want to discuss is Miley's ringtone. Or Hannah's ringtone. Well, both of their ringtones.
Mm.
It's like beep bop beep bop beep bop beep 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 bop beep 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 and forgive me, but isn't that a TikTok sound? You know, with the clown face.
Yes, it is.
And is that sampled from Hannah Montana?
Maybe. I'm pretty sure it's its own song, but like I only kind of know it from Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
So funny.
Wow.
And also it sounds like Crazy Frog's like cousin. God, I hated Crazy Frog.
Yeah, I'm also, your willy is out.
Out, yeah, frog dick.
Little toad. Little toad with a little toad.
So gross.
So awful.
We can't not mention The Climb. Like the song from the movie.
I can almost see it. Beautiful. Keep the faith, keep the faith. Wow, that is the best bit in the song.
Yeah, you have to sing that song just so you can riff and do those bits.
Oh yeah, that is a shower song.
Oh yeah.
I've listened to that a lot. It's a good lyrics, good meaning behind the lyrics.
Yeah. Although I like her first iteration of the song where she's like, it's kind of funny, feeling like a dummy. And she's like, is that good? To the chicken. And chicken's just like, wah, wah.
Translation, I'll talk to Pinchy.
Least about percussion.
Now, there's also a country song that they're singing at the grandma's birthday. And I don't know the name of the song, but I have in my notes, ding-a-ling country song. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-ling.
Yeah.
It was cute. It was a family moment.
Is that the one where they're singing it on the porch or singing it in the house?
In the house. Oh. Which I, and then I think they took it out to the porch.
Oh, wow.
So they're like, Crowley Town's got to listen to this.
Yeah.
You know?
Gosh, imagine like coming back to a family reunion and like everyone's singing.
And you're forced to sing.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Mm. So shall we award best musical moment?
I can't think of any other song that this could go to. It is, of course, Hold Down, Throw Down. Is there a better song in existence? I ask you, no, there isn't.
Zigzag, cross the floor, shuffle in diagonal. When the drum hits, hands on your hips. One-footed, 180 twist, and then a zigzag, step and slide. Sing up with us, guys.
Lean in, left, clap, three times, shake it out, head to toe. Throw it all together, that's how we roll.
Do the hold down,
throw down, do the hold down. Throw down, do the hold down.
Throw it all together,
that's how we roll. Woo! How do the band and townspeople pick up the song and dance so quickly?
I have no idea.
Something in the water, I swear. But they're like, okay, I'll watch it once and then I'm going to perfect this.
There's a lyric that's like, if you're 5 or 82, this is something you can do. And I just imagine like an 83-year-old in the audience like, oh.
Well, because I put my coat on.
Yeah, but it's like old people who do a Lego puzzle and it's like from 8 years old to 99. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
I just can't play puzzles anymore.
Yeah, I've survived so many world wars and I can't do this puzzle. Rude. But it's such a fun moment in the film. Miley's younger sister, Noah Cyrus, even gets a cameo. She's standing with Grandma Ruby as well.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
And this really does something for Travis.
Yeah, he's loving it.
Yeah. I thought the hoedown throwdown was when, you know, like a guy threw you on the bed.
Oh, wow. And he pops it, locks it, polka dots it.
Yeah. And then a hawk flies into the room and just like takes your bra off for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Honestly, this could be instructions for like a sex pose. Move it side to side, jump to the left, stick it, glide. Ew.
Shuffle in diagonal.
Ow! 180 twist. Ow! Head to toe.
Head to toe. And you're feeling busted, but it's not time to quit. Oh my God, that's so funny. Anyway.
Well, I mean, honestly.
I'm not judging anyone from Tennessee. Hey, she definitely did the hoedown throwdown with Travis.
Oh, yeah.
And Liam.
And Liam, yeah.
Hemsworth, who I prefer out of the two films.
Oh, God, yeah. No competition.
Last song, we really need to do that.
They built that chicken coop not to sell eggs. It's like a sex den, isn't it?
Ooh, it's the crazy psychedelic chicken coop. We've done it all these colours.
Oh, my head hurts. Better take my clothes off and relax. Where are my stirrups? Blue cheese, what are you doing here?
I'm feeling fun.
Oh my God. God, this got dark.
This is what people listen to this podcast for. We never know how it's going to go. All right, now we're going on to best quotes. I'm going to have to get into my Tennessee accent because Miley Cyrus might pop into this. I mean, Miley Stewart might appear in this in this category.
While we were just discussing Hold On, Throw Down, maybe I should start with, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to add a little hip-hop to this hold down. Where's the hip-hop? Literally,
zigzag. Like,
yeah.
Excuse me. Tupac would be rolling in his grave.
I really think Lily and Miley have got some funny dialogue.
Yeah.
I like the bit when Lily's like, you're the only person I know who can't get into her own concert. And then there's also the moment where Miley's like been painting the chicken coop all night and she's like asleep on the top of the coop. And Hannah's like, don't you know better than to yell at someone who's asleep on top of a chicken coop? I do now.
I like that.
And then there's also the moment with Hannah and Jackson. Maybe I should remember Grandma's birthday. I did. Justice for Jackson. We obviously discussed Tyra Banks as well earlier.
Yes.
I like when she's like mocking Hannah. Jennifer the Shoe Hannah Montana. Or something. She's getting sassy.
She's getting sassy.
She's getting sassy.
And she's very tall. So use it.
You don't need those shoes. You're already tall.
Yeah. Oh, that's a point.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like when Miley and Lily are trying to hide the whole Hannah Montana secret from Lorelai. And Lily's dressed as Hannah in bed. And Miley's giving her a foot rub and like spraying nice scents down her. And Miley says to Lorelai, this is just a little de-stressing. It helps with Hannah's jet lag. Lorelai goes, jet lag? But California is only 2 hours. Yes, but Hannah only flies west to east. So she gains time. She sometimes has to go the long way around. She's actually getting younger.
So good.
I'm not sure if I understand that logic, but I'm going to go with it.
I don't. Speaking of flying, there's that Vita line where she's like, I can get her a private jet if she wants. Ooh, I've always wanted one of those. I'd want my own private jet, but also global warming.
Yeah. And also scary. For some reason, I feel like smaller planes are more likely to go down.
Mm-hmm.
But also I'm like, look, if the plane's going down, it's out of my control. What am I going to do about it?
Just die.
Yeah. Like I was on a flight from Vegas back to LA and the wind was so bad. We had to do an aborted landing, which is when you're coming down on the runway trying to land, but the wind is like too much. Suddenly the plane has to go back up again. At like a really like a 45 degree angle and like reattempt landing in like 5 minutes. No one had any idea what was going on because they didn't announce anything on the tannoy. So everyone was like screaming. And I was just like, look, it's out of my control. I'm trying not to panic. So I was just sat there silent in my chair watching Sex and the City on the little monitor.
I mean, if there's one way to go, it's watching Sex and the City.
Yeah. Or cause of death, watching the Sex and the City reboot. Blech. So bad. Where's Samantha?
Vita's got that line where she arrives in Crowley and she's like, oh, so rustic.
Does it always smell like this?
She doesn't mean to be mean. But
no, but it just comes naturally to her.
Yeah. She's an LA kind of woman.
Yeah. Woman after my own heart.
Yes.
Speaking of Vita, I mean, she has some fantastic lines, and I think we need to award best quotes to her when she pulls Miley out of her gym class and says, fabulous news. Beyonce has double pneumonia, has to drop out of the New York Music Awards. You're in. And Miley goes, that is great. Not for Beyonce. I really should call. But yes, I'm so excited. Poor Beyonce.
Double pneumonia.
Yeah, that you are not coming back from that.
No. If Blue Ivy watches a film, she's going to be like,
Yeah, what?
Blue Ivy stands with blue jeans. I will get our revenge.
Don't forget Mrs. Pinchy.
Every time. Okay, can we discuss, and right from the beginning, there's so many unanswered questions. Like Miley and Lily being late for the Hannah Montana concert and, you know, trying to get in through the guest list booking, like, kiosk.
Mm.
And they're like, our names are on the list. Check the list. And the woman, or the bitch at the desk is like, oh yeah, that's what everyone says. Next! Like, just look at the list. Just look, because their names are probably on there.
Do your job. I actually hate when people at kiosks, standing at the door or whatever, have this like crazy power problem.
Yeah.
It's like, oh God, could you hold the keys? Ugh, yeah. Why?
Yeah, like chill, Miss Lang.
Yeah, like... Anyone can put on a high-vis, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But also, why didn't they just like call Miley's dad and be like, hey, we're stuck outside. Can you like get security to let us in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, my dad is Robbie Ray. Yeah. She's the first thing she should have said.
Yeah.
Or like she should have had her VIP pass and just gone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah, that was something. Halfway through the film, Travis listens to Miley writing a song and it ends up being The Climb. And she's, you know, like, it's kind of funny. She's like, did you like my song? I wrote it. And he kind of like doesn't really give an answer. And then when she pushes him on it, he's like, your song wasn't about anything. Doesn't tell me about who you are or what you feel. Me, you're a farmhand. What the hell do you know about songwriting?
Exactly.
Like, what did the chickens give you songwriting lessons while you clean their shit? Like, what? It's insane. Like, fuck off. Just be nice. Like, aren't you supposed to like have a crush on her?
Maybe it's like be mean, keep him keen.
I mean, I hate that.
Actually, Miley has some pretty good sort of like dating advice in this. Because she's like to her dad about Lorelai, she's like, she likes you. You like her. Why do you have to make it so complicated? And I was watching that thinking, you're right, sis.
Yeah.
You know, just why does everything have to be like, you know, I'll wait 4 hours to message.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm like Sarani. No games.
That reference will be lost on our younger audience.
Yeah, sorry, Gen Z. Americans love a Sweet 16.
Oh my God. How expensive was Lily's Sweet 16 to be hosted on Santa Monica Pier?
Was Hannah paying?
I mean, she must have. It looked insane. There were, I mean, I know the fairground rides were already there, but like, she had this whole section. She had the massive cake, the stage, the skateboard ramp. And then that amazing scene where Lily's skating, that hot guy grabs onto her to save her. And then he looks as Hannah enters. He's like, is that Hannah Montana? And drops Lily to her death on her birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
I hope you like hospital.
Yeah.
Ow, my spine.
I blacked out on my 16th birthday. Whoa, did you have alcohol? No, someone threw me off a skate ramp. Oh. Actually, speaking of Travis being dumb, we really need to talk about when he left the giant egg door to the chicken coop open. Sorry, I thought your business was to look after chickens and sell eggs. Yeah. Oh, let's just release them to the world.
Exactly.
Is that because he's got Hannah Montana money?
Baby, baby, baby.
Who needs chickens when I got a private jet?
Meanwhile, the local farm fox saunters in. It's kind of funny. Just you should see feathers erupt from those windows.
Do you know who would have ushered him to the chicken coop?
Who?
Blue Jeans.
Blue Jeans hates Miley.
He's like, ooh.
This way.
That would have definitely happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Travis, again, when Miley realizes that her first date with Travis is scheduled at the same night as the mayor's dinner, why didn't she just say to Travis, oh, look, I've been invited to the mayor's dinner. Can we have our date tomorrow night or after dinner? Instead of doing this whole like Mrs. Doubtfire running back and forth sequence. It's so stressful. Like the anxiety I get from watching that scene, too much. So, I mean, she kind of just gave up at the end, just pulled her wig off. Mm. And there's that super, super long drawn out scene in the revolving door in slow motion. And literally Miley's done like six turns of it. And Travis realizes that Miley's Hannah, and suddenly like a switch is flipped and he hates her for no reason. I don't get it. Maybe I've missed something, but it just seems like such a 180.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the hoedown throwdown 180.
I left my cowboy hat on the door. Oh. Blue jeans. Hey, Travis's hat. I'll expose you to everyone. Oh. Nothing must be going on in this room. There's no hat on the door. Barney's got tears.
I'm actually crying. So the final thing that we should discuss is just how fucking lol it is that Hannah Montana reveals herself to be Miley to the entire town and then they all just accept it and agree to keep it a secret. That's not happening.
Definitely not.
Literally, cell phones exist someone's going to call TMZ in like 2 milliseconds.
And you know, he will be dialing on the phone. You have one guess.
Blue jeans.
Blue jeans.
Hello, TMZ.
And the caption under the photo of her revealing herself smiling, it's kind of funny. Who's texting? I can hear it clicking.
Miss Red.
Okay, we're going on to trivia.
Yes. You want to start? Because I still can't breathe.
Okay, what does Miley get her grandma for her birthday?
A black and white Elvis commemorative collector's plate.
Yes.
Blue jeans. Woohoo.
Okay, now you say you love the ostrich and you wanted to award it best supporting character, but can you tell me the name of the ostrich?
No.
You have no idea.
It's Tammy Wynette. Oh, she's saying, stand by your man.
Oh, learn something new. Okay, Hannah, in quotation marks, and Lily think Travis is putting up a satellite dish in the garden, but really, it's a...
bird bath.
That's right.
Blue jeans!
What's the name of the development that they want to build on the meadow?
Crowley Meadow Mall.
Yes!
Blue jeans!
You know they want Jackson dead in every scene. If that mall was made, you know, in the moment where the sign falls down, like,
yeah,
he would be under that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt he would be under that sign that crushes him.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who pushed it.
Miss Red! With a little help from the fox. Don't forget me. Blue cheese! Honestly, the real villains. The real villains of this film.
So you've heard of the Baked Alaska.
Mm.
What is like the Crowley famous dessert called? That's very similar to the Baked Alaska.
Oh no. The Crowley creme brulee?
You have no idea.
It's the Tennessee flambé.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It really sets on fire.
Yeah.
They had to get an extinguisher.
Drama and a conflammer.
Oh my God, guys, the party was lit. It was lit, but for the wrong reasons.
Okay, my next question to you. What was the name of the restaurant that Travis takes Miley on a date to?
Giorgio's.
Blue jeans!
Yes!
Oh, if you're going to take me on a date, take me to an Italian.
Mood lighting.
Yeah. Oh my God. Spaghetti is the way to my heart.
Yeah.
For real.
Well, Lady and the Tramp it. Except instead of me on the other end, it's the fox.
They look a bit different to your Hinge profile. I killed Travis. Oswald, the horrible reporter guy from England, when he's at the farmer's market, after eating the really hot sauce, he drinks from the dog bowl and then he falls on...
Yeah, it was that truckload of walnuts.
Blue jeans!
Yes!
Yeah! Who is buying that many walnuts?
I know. Do love a walnut. I love like the cracking.
The crunching, yeah.
The nutcracker, but...
What if Oswald was allergic to nuts?
Well, she wants him dead anyway.
Yeah, fine. Boom, de clap. Boom, de clap, de clap. All right, well, speaking of Oswald, can you tell me the name of his daughters?
Phoebe and Clarissa.
Blue jeans!
Yes!
Ah, so one of them is the girl from...
Stranger Things.
Yeah,
Clarissa is played by Natalia Dyer. This was her first film role.
And actually, there's that hilarious quote she says when she's on the phone to her dad.
Yeah.
Hurry! Nearly lights out. It's a very good British accent.
So good. And by good, we mean awful.
Yeah. What do Miley and Robbie Ray sing about in the porch?
Caterpillars. Because he calls her a caterpillar. Like, that's his like pet name for her.
Blue jeans.
Yes. Why?
I don't know. Furry and like Fox's favorite food. It's kind of funny. When Miley is talking to Travis about knowing Hannah Montana, what does Miley say that she did to save Hannah's life?
She saved her from a surfing accident.
Blue jeans!
Yes!
Woo!
Aloha.
We got the best of both worlds. Okay, we'll fix that in post-production. Yeah. Just like this podcast.
Yes. What are you talking about? This is live.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's it. That's our quiz and that's the end of our Hannah Montana review.
Well, do you know what? I thought that was a really good episode. I really like Hannah Montana and Travis. He's a good guy. You know what I mean? And I knew we were going to talk about those eggs from the chicken coop. You know, we got big love for those. So, do you know what? I thought it was really good.
I thought it was mad fun. Mm-hmm. I thought it was mad fun. Although we never see Travis again in the TV series. He's nowhere to be seen.
Oh, is that because Taylor Swift started dating him?
Could be.
Wow, she really knows how to lasso a man.
I'll give you her secret tip.
Blue jeans.
Right, well, guys, if you are still with us, honestly, clicks to you. Because... I'm sorry, we've gone so off course so many times. But thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, please make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
If you're from Tennessee, I totally understand if you give us a 1-star. But really, I think you should give us 5 because...
Because of these accents?
Yeah, I think they're quite good.
Yeah, yo, yeah.
Yeah, oh gosh, it means so much to us when you leave a nice review, and it really, really helps us get discovered by other lovely listeners like yourself. Don't forget that we have done another design collaboration with Zoe Spry, so you can go to www.zoespry.com, that's Zoespry.com, and have a look at our card collaboration. So you've got 4 new designs, and they're pretty cute.
We got to go horseback riding in a moment, so why don't we get off this podcast and get to the barn?
That sounds like a good idea, Barney.
Excuse me, I told you my name was Buffalo Bill. Don't make me set Miss Red on you.
No, don't get me. Don't kill me, please. I'm just a dusty farmhand. I just want a normal, nice life in the countryside. Okay, you guys have a lovely day. Ow!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.